Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If it's Van Halen, it must be Jim Blasingame, right? I know that's what you're thinking. Welcome back. That's a little... We're jumping into our program here with a little Van Halen jump music. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. You're listening to that show, to the Small Business Advocate show, and I'm glad you're here. We got Tom Anastasi here, too. Tom's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a great friend of ours, the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right, Dr. Tom Anastasi. And he's here, as he always is, to help us get better at running our businesses. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you very, very much.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Tom, you know, one of the things we do here on the show, and we do it interchangeably, we do it back and forth all the time, we talk about small business, but the truth is, there are really two basic kinds of small businesses. One is the retailer, business to consumer, B2C. And the other is the B2C, the B2B, the business to business, small business, right? I mean, they're just different. One's not more important. They're just different. And in so many ways, the things that both of them do are identical, with the exception of their customer profile, right? And the way they execute on their business model, right?
Right. And there's a lot of businesses that do both. They've got
they
a retail
do.
Side and
right.
a corporate side.
Like a distributor would be an example of that. Mm-hmm.
And selling to corporations is very intimidating to a lot of people, but it shouldn't be. And that can be a very nice source of cash for a lot of businesses.
Right. And, when you say corporations, primarily we're talking about larger companies.
Yes.
They could be larger private companies, or they could be publicly traded companies, and each one of them have their own different way of doing business. Like a publicly traded company is probably going to doing business with them is going to be a little bit different from doing business with a company that's maybe 10 times larger than yours.
Sure, sure. And you know, one of the things is that in some ways it's easier because you're going to have professional buyers. Professional purchasing agents, and they're going to sit there. And, for instance, one of the things is that getting an appointment to get in there is actually easier than some smaller businesses.
It can be. Mm-hmm.
Because they're paid to meet with people. They want to have a constant, steady supply of people to do business with. And one of the things that I found is that these folks are very busy. And if you say, can I have an hour... Getting an hour is going to be very difficult.
They're not going to give it to you, no.
But if you say, hey, can I have 5 minutes? I just want to introduce myself, let you know who I am and what I do. And a little trick that I always use is, you know, I'm in the town anyway, even if I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit there and say, well, can I just introduce myself? I'm in Hartford anyway. And the person will say, sure, come on by. And what's going to happen is that the reason they only give you 5 minutes is that they don't want to be trapped because they
right.
also want to be very
right.
polite. But the little secret is that in 5 minutes, if you've said something that's going to pique their interest,
right.
they'll say, hey, you know, why don't you come back to my office and we can talk about this more,
mm-hmm.
or I've got this project that I'd like to talk to you about more, and it's a way for them to figure out who they want to deal with on a very time-efficient basis.
Right.
Now, these folks, you know, will spend hundreds of thousands of dollars or even millions of dollars a year. And so it's very often that they've got some sort of thing they want to buy.
Well, now, first, what you got to do is you've got to do enough research, enough due diligence, enough qualifying to make sure that you're talking to the right person as much as possible.
Right.
Because as you know, these big companies, they've got a VP for everything.
Right.
They've got an assistant manager for everything. I mean, there are, you know, their agencies their agency. Coca-Cola has an agency for Diet Coke. They have an agency for Coke. They have an agency for canned Cokes. You know what I mean? They've got really split up their business in a lot of different ways. And you have to understand that and make sure that when you call on somebody, that you know that they're the person who's either most likely who is the person you need to talk to, or they know exactly who to tell you to talk to.
Right. In some big companies, the purchasing agents have got a lot of power. They're the ones who determine everything. So the managers say, I want to have a laptop computer, and the purchasing agent will sit there and pick out the brand. Or other times they'll say, I want to have an HP computer, and they'll get the best price and just shows up. And unbelievable amounts of power. Other times, they really have no power. They're the ones that process all the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the managers sit there and say, well, this is what I want. You just make sure that everyone gets paid.
But also, Tom, in any particular company, the purchasing agent may just fill the order. There may be a manager somewhere who makes the decisions about what to buy. Or who, you know, it's good to build a relationship with a purchasing agent. But in many cases, the purchasing agent relationship is just an execution relationship. They want to know they can count on you to deliver. But the decision about who to do business with, very likely these days, could be above them. But the point is you need to find that out before you go
right.
Blundering in there. Because one thing about it, it's a whole lot easier to be introduced down than it is to be introduced up.
It is. And I've actually found that going in at the very highest levels.
That's it.
Same sort of thing.
As high as you can.
Because what's going to happen is they're going to write a little note saying, hey, Jim's going to be calling you. Go ahead and
right.
take his call. And that's going to get you in right away. And then it's your ability to sell yourself and sell your company. But what do they want? You know, a lot of people think all they want is price. And time and again, purchasing agents and managers of big companies are surveyed, and price is usually fairly low on their totem
mm-hmm.
pole.
Mm-hmm.
What they're looking for is things like advice.
And customization.
Yes. Delivery.
Because you talked about them being busy. If you can find a way to save them time, they'll pay for that.
Oh, okay, absolutely.
They will
absolutely.
Pay for time.
And, you know, things like delivery, you know, making sure that if you say it's going to be there in 2 weeks, it's going to be there in two weeks.
That's exactly. That's what they got. They've got to, because somebody else is, they promised somebody else that will happen, and their job may be riding on that. They've got to know they can count on you.
And if it's going to be a month, tell them it's going to be a month.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
what's going to happen is they will appreciate that you're being honest with them. And even if you don't get that one
yeah.
sale, they're going to know you're the honest person.
Just get started,
right,
folks. Just get started doing this. It's Tom's right. It's a big opportunity. Quick break, 20 after. TomAnastasi.com, right, Tom?
Yes.
Check that out. Quick break, right back after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.